It is Thursday, February 9th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm at the Agnew Stream of Tolkien.
With us is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And if you ever wonder if we know where we are, clearly the answer is no.
No.
But I can tell you where to go.
All right.
In the nicest possible way, of course. Go at 5 o'clock to the Smith Pendergraph Campus Center at the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith for the opening of Otto Lang Drawing from Life. It's a new exhibit on display through March 30th. This artist was a contemporary of people like Thomas Aikens, but his art has never been seen. He was an illustrator, worked in New York, did illustrations for magazines like Cosmopolitan and Life, worked for the New York Sun. His art has always been in a private collection.
Really?
And so it's just now been donated to the Arkansas Art Center, and the exhibit at the university is from the Arkansas Art Center Foundation Collection.
So is this kind of a premiere or just one of the first few times that we'll see it?
It's the first time we've seen it on our side of the state.
Okay.
So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It will be on display through March 30th, and you can find out more at 788-7300. Or you can go, if you missed him last night, to see Ray Wiley Hubbard at George's tonight at 9 o'clock, and tickets are $15.
I bet you there are a few people who saw him in Fort Smith and will see him tonight.
I bet that's true.
Of loyal audience.
I bet that's true.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.